Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 26, my attack thoughts are attacking my invulnerability. Let's remember today that with God and in your oneness with God, you are invulnerable. It is impossible that you could be harmed or threatened. It is impossible that anything could cost you. The truth of you is that you are whole, complete, safe, loved, and provided for. Now, we have accepted an idea into our mind that we could be separated from God. And because we feel separated from God, we are beginning to see things outside of us because we're seeing a world of separation, which is a projection of our misperception. We're looking upon a world of separation, and now we perceive power to be outside of us instead of within us. Remember that this condition is impossible in truth. And yet, as a child of God, if you hold this idea in your mind that it is possible, you will actually see it as if it occurred. So let's remember today that when the Course says, my attack thoughts are attacking my invulnerability, your attack thoughts are simply this. They represent your defense against what is not true. Every time you defend against something happening or something not happening, then you could call that an attack to try to keep you safe. You're trying to attack the thing that is the problem so that your safety is assured, your peace is assured, and you may think this is the right thing to do and the best way to go about it. But every time we go into that defense mode, the problem is that A Course in Miracles tells us that we create what we defend against. So we don't want to go into that defense mode. There are other things we can do which will bring us much more peace and happiness and joy and all the things that we are asking for. So let's go ahead and practice today's idea. It says, I am concerned about blank because I am afraid blank will happen. Let's put in our own words. I am concerned about not paying my bills. Let's call it your mortgage or your rent. I'm concerned about not paying my rent because I am afraid that I will lose my home. I'm afraid that I would be homeless. I am afraid that I would lose something that is important to me. You see, in our mind, we already have constructed the plan as we see it. And we don't realize that every time that we do this, we are actually scripting the event. So we want to stop right there. We want to go back to this idea. I'm concerned about not paying my rent because I'm afraid that I would be homeless or taken from or everything would fall apart. And we want to go to this place. Dear God, help me to remember that what I see and perceive outside of me is not the truth. I will not attack anything today. I will not defend myself today. I will make a space for you so that you can heal my misperceptions and bring peace back to my mind. I'm willing to recognize that my thought of attack or defense is an attack upon myself. Every time I go into defense mode, I am attacking my invulnerability. I am willing to withdraw my faith in my illusion and place my faith back on you where all certainty exists, my safety lies, and peace waits for me so that I can receive all that it is that you have already given and all of my illusions would be undone. My attack thoughts are attacking my invulnerability.